The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Just recently, I was watching Franco Zeffirelli's Jesus of Nazareth, a film produced back in the 1970s. It's one of the most compelling, powerful depictions of our Lord's life. And something that really struck me this time around in viewing it, it shows, and of course any artist has to take artistic liberties to try to show, okay, where did our Lord say this? How did he say it? On what occasion? Well, it shows that when our Lord visited the house of Matthew for the first time, so he goes in and he's with a bunch of tax collectors and sinners. There's a lot of drinking, carousing, loud music, and it's there, the movie shows, that our Lord first tells the story of the prodigal son. And Matthew and all his companions are struck to the depths of their souls and are moved to tears and long to come home to their father, who wants to rush out to greet them. Well, at the door of Matthew's house is Peter and the other apostles, the few that had been chosen thus far. Peter would not enter the house. He disagreed with Matthew being chosen. He had had encounters with him as a tax collector. And he thought, are you kidding, that guy? And when our Lord began to tell the story about the older brother of the prodigal son who would not welcome his brother, he turns and looks right at Peter. We oftentimes don't think about the humanity of the apostles, 12 guys randomly chosen who had to come together as one. The rivalries they would have had, maybe past encounters, they might not have really liked one another. They would have been comparing each other, you know, I'm better than that guy in this, and you know, I think, thank goodness, you know, I'm not as bad as that one. And our Lord brings them together, and it's necessary to come together as a community if you're really going to learn how to love. You can't learn how to love outside of a community because you come together and you got to chip away at the rough edges. And we have to get beyond comparing ourselves to one another because everyone has gifts. And everyone's been chosen for different reasons and in different ways. And our Lord desires the perfection of all, but it is a perfection in love. And our Lord reveals today that that does not happen unless we can continually become less, even to the point of becoming the least of all. And I close with this. If someone were to ask you, who is the greatest of all the saints, outside of Our Lady and Joseph, and maybe the apostolic age? I think virtually every Christian would say, gosh, it's got to be Francis, right? Who compares with St. Francis of Assisi? No other saint has had more of an impact on the history of the world. Why is St. Francis the best? What makes him different than any other saint? I would say because there's nobody else in the history of the world who became less than St. Francis. Was there anybody who was lower than Francis? He was the least of all. And I think as centuries move on, Mother Teresa is going to be seen in the exact same way. Because she really became the least. And so on this day, let's ask our Lord for the grace to find at least one way that we can become less than we are right now in service of another.